Welcome to your daily devotional for February 27th. The Suffering Servant Savior. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 3 through 5. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Man of sorrows, the suffering servant Savior would be despised and rejected on earth. He would be a man of sorrows, for great is his sadness over the fact that so many people reject him, and in so doing, lose their souls. The Savior's acquaintance with grief is vividly seen at the tomb of his friend Lazarus, where Jesus wept. His grief over sin in general is seen by his intense prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. It is necessary that these things be so, for in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. We hid our faces is best understood within a distinctly Jewish context. Since this is the way the gospel portrays it, he came to his own and his own did not receive him. The grief bearer. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Griefs and sorrows are more accurately translated sicknesses and pains. This scripture is applied to Christ in his earthly healing ministry. Jesus proved his ability to deal with all of our physical, mental, and emotional sicknesses and grant us healing if that is according to his will. In the face of such obvious power, those in his generation nevertheless esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. Notice that this scripture points to Jesus alone as the one who can do these things. Modern-day faith healers and their ilk blaspheme his name and his work when they apply this prophecy unto themselves. By his stripes we are healed. The Lord prophesies through the pen of Isaiah that the servant would be wounded, and indeed he was pierced through. The reason for this is that it was necessary that this be done for our transgressions to be forgiven. In fact, a blood atonement would be required to appease the wrath of the holy God. He was bruised for our iniquities, the righteous paying the penalty for the unrighteous. Such was the only way that men and women might be reconciled to and be at peace with God. Christ is pictured as the bringer of spiritual healing. He did it generally and universally in his first advent. He does it in response to prayer and confession of sin. Where Christ is, healing comes. Notice the past tense verb, healed. This is the spiritual position of believers in the sight of God. Healed already. Let us take a moment to marvel at the power of Christ's blood in the permanence of God's salvation.